Fading, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Does anyone notice that Bush doesn't refer to Alawi as an interim prime minister anymore?
Call and let it rip.
You know, I have yet to hear from anybody on the right explain how he could just forget, I guess, to even mention Abu Ghraib in front of an international body.
866-303-AAR0.
The Bush administration started the whole hateful rhetoric of freedom fries and old Europe, and you can't take those words back.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No mad cow. The Agriculture Department says there is no sign of mad cow disease in an animal singled out for follow-up tests. Initial screenings last week had raised the possibility of a second case of mad cow disease in the U.S., A more definitive test at the National Veterinary Services Lab in Ames, Iowa, has come back negative. The announcement a relief to the U.S. beef industry, still trying to recover from the nation's first case of mad cow disease last December. The Agriculture Department said it ran a gold standard test twice. Officials did not say where the cow came from or why they suspected it was diseased. Dan Rather is stepping down in March on the 24th anniversary of his taking over the anchor chair from Walter Cronkite. No official word on a successor. Some people thought he would stay till the 25th anniversary and speculated his departure may have been hurried by the uproar this summer over false documents in a 60 Minutes story that questioned George Bush's National Guard service. CBS wound up apologizing after some of those documents used for the story were challenged as possible forgeries. But Dan Rather says the 60 Minutes controversy had nothing to do with his decision to leave. Meanwhile, the parent company of CBS, Viacom, agreed today to pay $3.5 million to end investigations by the FCC into allegations of indecency in its radio and TV programming. The fine, one of the largest in FCC history, settles three pending FCC investigations, one involving shock jock Howard Stern, two involving Opie and Anthony, who lost their New York radio show after indecency charges. Viacom agreed to install audio delay equipment at its radio stations that broadcast live programs and to train broadcasters and employees about indecency laws. This is not related to the $550,000 FCC fine against Viacom after the exposure of singer Janet Jackson's breast during the CBS Super Bowl halftime show last January. Viacom is contesting that fine. Ukraine's opposition leader took a symbolic presidential oath today as some 200,000 demonstrators protested alleged fraud in the Sunday presidential election. The Interfax News Agency says Viktor Yushchenko took the oath after a special parliamentary session officially ended. The emergency session called to consider the opposition's request for the official results of the election to be annulled. The national Christmas tree all dressed up and ready to shine. Dick Cheney's wife, Lynn, placed the star on top of the tree in a ceremony on the ellipse in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. Crowning ornament, a multidimensional 3-foot star donated by a division of General Electric. The company says the star is decorated with a holographic material to give it daytime sparkle. This is Air America.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai-Garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai-Garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. Liz is out, but dear listener, do not fear. Talk host and writer Enid Goldstein is here. We go to Walmart, where socks are cheap, but human life is cheaper. Mayor Wayne George of Mullen, South Carolina, tells us how the discount giant slashes jobs. And don't forget the Pap Attack. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
So the pressure's off, right? Just enjoy these segments of my program from the past few weeks. We'll be back live with all the usual fun and frivolity in the room to the end. Until then, take care and enjoy this recorded program of The Best of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. A program note, tomorrow night will be a rerun of the Mike Malloy program on Air America Radio Network. It will be the program that we did the day after the election, November 3rd. Last Wednesday, or 2 Wednesdays ago. Has it been 2 weeks, Kathy, since we made another move to fascism? Okay. So tune in for that. And also, Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, who has cut up a bunch of programs to run Best of Malloy all next week. We will be gone. Kathy and I will be gone Thanksgiving week. So what you will hear when you tune in is kind of an amalgam, a collection of best of segments that Linda has put together. So tune in, and when you hear the disclaimer, it says, "Hey, this is Mike Malloy, this is a recorded program, don't call in." Don't call in. And don't worry, Keith Olbermann has not been fired, and neither have I. All right, back to Jocelyn in New York City. All right, now, where were we when we left off, Jocelyn? I'm drawing a blank here. You too, huh?
I'm not sure.
All right, let me ask you this. A lot of the young guys who have called in tonight have brought up this this thing about the draft. Are you concerned about the draft? And the reason I ask is the information I get is that if the draft is reinstituted, it's not just going to be guys like it has been in this country forever. Do you think about – does that concern you?
Well, I think that even though the draft, of course, they can choose to bring in females, I think it would be kind of a bad move in the Republican Party to make. So in a way, even though I think it's a huge possibility that they will bring in females, I think that like being – so conservative and everything that the Republican Party doesn't really want to make that first move to bring in females.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else did I want to ask you? Oh, okay. Since you're our first young woman caller, do any do you or any of your girlfriends worry about abortion rights or equal rights for women being affected by the rightward drift in this country. Now, you know, I've said before on this program, I am pro-choice. I don't like abortion. I don't think anybody likes abortion. I think you can be pro-choice and be anti-abortion in attitude and perspective. But our position is that abortion is such an issue that is so heavily weighted with so much that it should be between a woman, her doctor, hopefully the guy who assisted in getting her pregnant, and her concept of morality or ethics or God, whatever you want to call it. So having said that, do you have an opinion or an attitude, you or your girlfriends, about abortion rights?
Well, personally, I don't really have an opinion on that because a lot of things depend on different circumstances for that. And so I can't really just have an overall opinion.
But I mean, do you think the right to an abortion should be legal, or do you think it should be illegal?
I think the right to an abortion should be legal because, you know, everyone should really have that right because...
Okay. No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
yeah.
Because when you're in that position, you should be able to make a choice. You shouldn't just have, like, you're going to have a baby and that's it. You should really be able to make that choice because that one choice affects your entire life. Economy, like, use your money, you're going to
sure.
have to, it's big, a lot of money you have to spend with that, mm-hmm. and time, and you might have to, like, quit school and all that type of stuff where... It's really a huge choice that you should be able to make, not really the government.
Now, the best way to not get pregnant, do you believe it is to have kids being exposed to sex education about everything from, what am I trying to say here, the danger of sexually transmitted diseases, the use of birth control, understanding what motivates people at a young age to have sex, or on the other hand, abstinence, which seems to be, the religious right or the conservative right's point of view, that you just tell kids don't do it. If you do, you're going to burn in hell, or this is going to happen, or that's going to happen. Which approach do you think would be more effective with people your age?
I think an education of a combination of all those things can really be the most effective because, you know, one thing might appeal to some people, one thing might appeal to another type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way it'll be the most effective than just focusing on one thing and then someone might disagree with that and then...
That's a good point. It's a good point. So you would include, in a sex education class, you would include the idea of abstinence as well as...
yeah, I would include all the different
all
options.
Of it. Okay. Are you basically optimistic, Jocelyn, you're 15, as you think or imagine ahead or project ahead a decade or two when you're really, you know, into your life, not that you're not now, but, you know, further into your life, are you basically optimistic? Do you have some, are you concerned that maybe, you know, like one of our callers are talking about environmental issues or ecological issues about how this is a, you know, we're reaching a crisis point with that stuff, and the possibility of real catastrophic events. Do you think about that, or are you pretty much optimistic?
Yeah, my main focus and worry is about outsourcing jobs because a lot of our jobs are being outsourced. Anything from tax preparation is being outsourced, of course, customer service is being outsourced, and even things like MRIs are sometimes actually.
Yeah.
Countries to be done. So those higher paying jobs, those are really high paying, pretty high paying jobs in our society, and those are all being taken away and put into other countries. And that's kind of a worry for my generation because I'm a little worried, like, what jobs are going to be left, you know,
yeah,
and I have to kind of think of my career choice around that. I can't just be like, oh, I want to do this, but now I have mm-hmm. to think, well, will that job still exist by the time I get a job?
So you do have some concerns about economic issues that you'll have to deal with as you become more and more of an adult, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially since when technology is improving, outsourcing is basically increasing. So by the time I get a job, I'm kind of worried about it. And with outsourcing, it kind of evens out the economy in the whole world. So I just wonder how the country will be in, you know, even 10 years.
Yeah, I hear that. Loud and clear. Jocelyn, good call. Thank you very much for participating tonight. Take care. Call in sometime if the spirit moves you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jocelyn. You know, on the one hand, the kids, young people, whatever, who have called in tonight, they give me more hope than I thought I was going to hear. Because they're so informed, deeply informed. My God, we've been listening to 14, 15, and 16-year-olds here. Do you understand that? They are so informed about the issues that really matter. I you know, on the other hand, isn't it a mark of a failure on my part and your part if you're a fully developed adult that we have 13 and 14 and 15-year-olds worrying about the deficit and jobs being outsourced and dying in a useless war and the environmental devastation? What the hell happened to the idea of owning your childhood? And I, you know, these are not babies. These are kids on the cusp of becoming full-fledged adults. And I'm kind of talking around you kids right now, if you'll forgive me, but I'm talking to the adults. I'm talking to myself. What happened to the idea of owning your own childhood, your own youth? Let's put it that way. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, yes, even approaching 18, I realized in the past there was a lot of stuff that we had to face. There was a draft, there was this, there was that. But my God, again, on the one hand, it's amazing to hear how well-informed these kids are. And you know damn good and well they're not getting this off the CBS Evening News or Fox News Channel or wherever. These are kids who are getting the information somewhere else, and they're doing a good job of it. Have any of you heard anything tonight that was just wild rumor nonsense? No, I haven't either. These kids know what's going on. But I just wish... I wish, I don't know, I when I listened to the kids tonight, I wish there was some way that they weren't having to deal with this stuff, you know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. This is Air America, I'm Mike Malloy.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect
the best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners?
Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. You know, I have to say this very quickly before we go back to the calls here. We are not eliminating phone calls from kids who want to present a conservative or a Republican point of view. And I guess I'm not real surprised, although that sounds like a very patronizing thing for me to say. Doesn't that sound smarmy and kind of nasty for me to say that? But I'm sorry. I'm not surprised that the kids that have called in tonight with more understanding at 13, 14, 16, whatever, certainly than I had. And I realize it's a different world. I realize that. And it's and if you really want to get information, you can now. Whereas back in the day, I got my information from delivering a newspaper every morning. But I don't understand why we have not had kids who have a conservative point of view call in. Now, frankly, it encourages me that young people, you know, and I'm aware of that saying, pity the person who at, I'm way paraphrasing here, but pity the person who at 17 is not a liberal, and pity the person who at 47 is, or something like that. You know, I forget what the saying is. But it's interesting to me, and kind of underscores what we're hearing tonight, what I'm hearing anyway, because the kids have that point of view. Cameron is calling from North Carolina. Cameron, welcome to the program. How old are you, Cameron?
I'm 13 years old. Thanks for having me on your program.
Absolutely.
One of my biggest concerns is the growing deficit, and I don't want to be the one who has to pay for it when I get older. And I know I'm thinking way ahead here, but I'm kind of looking at the possibility of America going bankrupt in the future.
All right, now a couple of questions. What the fact that the country would be in debt when you're, say, 25, how do you think that would affect you negatively?
Well, I think that whoever is the president then might have to impose some kind of way of coming up with the money. I mean, it could be a bigger income tax. It could be raising the tax on everything we buy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to affect me somehow.
How did you get concerned about that particular issue, Cameron? I mean, it's almost a bit esoteric to have, and this has happened a couple of times tonight now, 13-year-olds worried about future debt that this administration is piling on. How did you become informed or interested in that particular issue?
Well, the debt right now is somewhere near $7.5 trillion and rising.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how America's going to come up with the money. I mean,
there's a good chance we won't. But what I'm curious about is how did you come by even thinking about this? Did you read it somewhere? Did you research it yourself? Do you hear your parents talk about it? What?
Well, at school, we did this sort of election project thing where we had to research each issue.
Okay, that's cool.
I think where I got involved with this was I chose that specific topic, the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and researched it, and I was kind of surprised at the numbers that I was looking at. And I was kind of surprised. I mean, well, actually, no, I wasn't that surprised. I mean, if you go into a war and you have all this spending, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true. What do you think Bush could or should do to reverse it? You know, he was handed not just a budget surplus, but he was handed a national debt that was coming down by Bill Clinton, and he's completely, in my opinion, screwed it up. What do you think the Bush administration should do to turn this around?
Well, I think they need to cut a lot of spending, but first of all, let me say that if Bush had actually planned to make the deficit any better, if anything, he made it worse.
Yeah.
By doing all the stuff he did. And I just wanted to make that clear to all the people who think that it's Clinton's fault that the deficit is here. Bush made it worse, is what I'm trying to say. And I think what he should do is he should cut a lot of the spending and a lot of those huge tax breaks he's making to all those big corporate businesses in America that I don't think, in my opinion, really deserve it.
No, I don't either. You know, everybody has a responsibility to pay the cost of living in the kind of society that we live in, and I certainly think corporations should be included in that, not just working people, not just professional people, not just retirees or people that live on invested income, but also corporations. And yet, so many corporations that generate billions in profits don't pay a damn thing. You pardon the expression. Cameron, hold on. We got to do a break. We'll come back and finish up the conversation, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on just for a moment. And we're going to try to get to everybody right after this. We still have half an hour to go. Michael in Lake Arrowhead, California, you're next. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. There are four important elements to achieving your dream lawn: watering, mowing, fertilizing, and insect protection. During peak growing season, water thoroughly in the early morning every couple of days. Cut no more than one-third the height of the grass about every 5 days. Apply a granular fertilizer evenly and invest in a protective pest barrier that will protect your lawn. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Triple Action Lawn Fertilizers. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
Fall is the time when everyone prepares for the long, hard winter. Your lawn is no exception. That's why the scientists at Bayer created Bayer Advanced Triple Action Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer. It works at every level, the grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil to create a thicker, greener lawn in the fall. And it increases root development to fight winter stress and give you a quicker green up in the spring. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence, and because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really had to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Well, not tonight, because the people who are calling in are very, very high caliber. Well, they're high caliber every night, but it's kind of short-circuited my rage against the Bush machine. Oh, thank you, God. Cameron, back to Cameron in North Carolina. Cameron, did we leave anything about the economic concerns you have hanging? Because I want to ask you something else.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're 13. What is your opinion about what we're doing in Iraq? What we're doing in Afghanistan? What's your opinion about this war now that's been turned into almost a crusade, a religious operation between Islam and fundamentalist Christianity? Do you not see it that way?
Well, right now I have a relative who's in the Middle East, and it's kind of weird seeing it from both points of view. He sort of supports the war, but he's really undecided, and he's mostly doing his job. But then there's my point of view. I think that there was no evidence. Well, there might have been some, but I don't think there was enough evidence that we should have gone into Iraq. I think that they were not that much of a threat. And with the whole Afghanistan thing, I'm wondering, why haven't we caught Osama bin Laden by now?
Yeah, good question.
And it kind of baffles me that if he was our enemy number one, why haven't we caught him yet?
Do you think that this administration is telling an equal amount of lies to the American public as any administration will, a greater amount, a lesser amount? What's your opinion on that?
I definitely think it's greater. I think the Bush administration has put forth so many lies. I mean, you can recall some of the speeches that they've had where they mention weapons of mass destruction so many times, and none were ever found. And I think you were talking about earlier, is that grounds for impeachment? I think it is, absolutely.
Does this give you less confidence in our system of self-government, of these lies? Does it motivate you to want to get it back to or elevate it to real represent? What does this do? Does it make you a cynic? I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Well, it really makes me want to take America back in a sense. I think this is been the most politically active time in my life, and I think it's because I'm so angry at the people who we have running our country right now.
You know, I have to chuckle just a little bit, Cameron, at your expense. You're 13. This has been the most politically active time in your life. You got to be kidding me. You're 13.
Well, I mean, so far.
I hear you. Cameron, great phone call. Thanks so much for checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. See, that stops me. That's like a brick wall at 90 miles an hour. 13-year-old. This has been the most politically active time in my life. Bless your heart, Cameron. Oh, my God. Maybe we just got to hold out a decade or so, and we'll actually get our country back. With this kind of dedication these kids are showing tonight, dedication to the truth, that's all I'm hearing, is dedication to the truth. You know, I guess people still worry about pimples and puppy love and getting good grades and your first prom and your first car and your first kiss and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure these kids, you know, these are not androids. These are humans that live in a time and a place that requires them to think about these issues that you and I, truth seeker, over a certain age, we just, I think I'll pass. You know, I'm going to think about this. But my God, of 13 and 14 year olds talking about deficit, jobs being outsourced, China, the devaluation of the dollar, dying in a useless war, environmental devastation. I mean, man. All right, Michael is calling from Lake Arrowhead, California. He's been holding on forever. Michael, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program. How old are you, Michael?
17.
17? Okay. Talk to me about whatever you want to bring up here.
Well, really, I just wanted to talk about one thing I think hasn't been brought up yet. It's about, you know, the way terrorist networks work. You know, because, like, I've been hearing that Bush and his administration, they're just saying all the terrorists in Iraq and Iran, they're all focused right in there in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. That is not true. That cannot be true. Terrorist networks do not work that way. From what I can understand, terrorist networks spread out. They make sure they have operatives everywhere. They keep everything spread out to stop from being eliminated too quickly. They want to keep it going. You know, they spread and it's
they're stateless. They're stateless. They don't, you know, they don't have a president or a parliament or a prime minister or a country to speak of. You're absolutely right. Given that, and given the fact that that's true, then how does a nation like ours or any other nation fight against terrorism? What do you do?
Well, I think the way to fight against terrorism is, like, you have to be very careful. You have to spread out your search. You have to carefully check over every citizen in every other country. Check over, you know, each citizen. Just look over everything. Do not ignore anybody. You just have to be very careful with what you do. It's just kind of simple. You know?
What about also, Michael, the idea of addressing those issues that maybe add to or cause terrorism, which would be deeply felt frustration within a society, or poverty, or rage, or anger, or feeling left out, religious fanaticism. Do you feel that those issues should be addressed? In other words, you know, the idea that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
If you seek out the causes of something and go after them rather than the effects of something, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Stuff like that should not be ignored. That should always be covered.
Do you fear terrorist attacks? Are you dealing with more fear now than other times in your life?
Oh, definitely yes. Definitely yes. Knowing Bush is back to control this country, I'm ready to pack up and move to Japan or something. I don't really like living here anymore because we're losing our freedoms and everything. Like, I've actually heard stories about anybody who speaks against Bush gets arrested by the Secret Service. It's like turning into a Nazi country. Hey, you must not speak against Bush or you'll be arrested.
Well, there has been that going on at these Bush rallies. That's not that's not fantasy for sure. What are your feelings about the possibility of a draft coming back, Michael? You're 17. When I was a kid, when we turned 18, we had to register for the draft. What do you feel about the draft?
To be honest,
yes.
I'm scared of the draft. I don't want to have to fight someone's war just so they can get oil to line their pockets with more money. I am not going to fight a war for some old man who wants to stuff money into his pockets by the dozens and not spend a cent of it.
Good point. If this country were attacked, though, by an army, an invader, would you resist?
Oh, definitely. I want to protect. I would fight for my country, not the corrupt politicians that run it.
Good point, Michael. Good point. Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, yeah. There's also I've heard about threats of Korea and China and Russia threatening us with nuclear weapons because Bush is back in office now, and, you know, they're surprised. And I've also heard that, you know, Russia and China are financially backing Iran now. The cause of it has slipped my mind now.
Well, what I read, Michael, is that Iran is turning to China. A lot of countries are turning to China to do business because it's this huge economic powerhouse. It has all the jobs. It's generating tremendous amounts of revenue. And when these countries try to do business with us, they're being questioned. They're being, let's see your papers. Who are you? We don't trust you. And the Chinese are saying, hey, you want to do business? Let's do business.
Yeah, I think China has the better idea. I mean, all business is welcome. Anything to help keep a stable flow of money between the nations of the world.
Yeah, the trade. Yeah. It has to be there. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate what you had to say. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right. Take care. You have a good night. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Planet check. Back in 2000, Congress passed the Beach Act to ensure recreational waters were safe for swimming and surfing by notifying the public.
The final rule uses 1986 standards, and the standards were recognized to be outdated measures of water quality.
That's Novice Bermudez from Sierra Club's Environmental Quality Team.
Yet, rather than invest in science for more effective methods to test water, the Bush administration is working to weaken the existing requirements.
States at risk include
Florida, North Carolina, several Great Lakes states, Alaska, and New York, among others. People are going to the beach and exposing themselves to potentially contaminated water with fecal coliform and sewage, and it can end up being sick. And we feel a day at the beach shouldn't result in a trip to the doctor.
Test the waters at sierraclub.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
My
name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of thousands of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. This always happens in talk radio. You've got a certain amount of time, and time does not expand depending on how many callers you have. As a matter of fact, it feels like it contracts. Credit where credit's due, a program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City tonight. Linda Blake screened your calls and is responsible for all our best of shows next week. Tomorrow night will be the November 3rd program in its entirety, and then next week Linda has put together best of programs that you're going to love. We will return live on this program Monday, November 29th. Thanks also to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And a shout-out to the militant mods at our message board at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks, Ben, for archiving the program. Jim in Arkansas, invaluable part of this program, is our music bureau chief. And do check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. All right, Owen is calling from Minnesota. Owen, welcome to the program, and it's a shame that we're flat running out of time here, but talk to me. How old are you, Owen?
I'm Owen. I'm 15 years old, and I don't know. Bush's mentality is just, I don't know, I just can't believe that he's in office.
I hear you, Owen. There's about 50 or 60 million of us who agree with you. How do you suppose somebody this ignorant got to be president? And ignorant is my word, not yours, but how do you think it happened?
Well, first of all, Daddy. Daddy is the president, former president. He's got the connections. And I don't know. Yeah, just I don't think that it was the American people who let Bush on.
Do you think there was some fraud where it concerns the voting that occurred a couple of weeks ago, Owen?
Yeah, those voting machines, were rigged, I'm pretty sure.
That must make you feel I'm guessing here, but does it make you feel a little bit depressed or negative or pessimistic about our system if you think there was fraud involved?
I don't know. It just, it makes me feel less safe. It makes me feel like,
yeah,
we don't have a democracy anymore. It's just like our rights are going down the drain. Like our freedom of speech and everything. Like, I don't know. If you probably, yeah, you saw the Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like people talking about what they think about Bush, mm-hmm. and then have the FBI come on up to the door and stuff like that. I don't know.
What do you, Owen, let me ask you now. You're 15. What are you going to do to keep your attitude and your point of view positive? I mean, you've got a burden. All you kids tonight have called in. The future, whatever it is yours. Eventually, you get it. You take it. You'll be able to mold it, shape it, manipulate it any way you want. So my question to you is, what do you do over the next 10, 15 years, over the next 10, 15 weeks to keep your attitude positive, to keep your point of view something that you can draw encouragement from? How do you do that?
Well, you could use Michael Moore's point of view, the, well, there, he can't stay in office more than 4 more years.
I got you, Owen. Owen, we're out of time. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. Call sometime when it's just regular programming, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. All right, very quickly here, Richard is calling from New York City. Richard, talk to me. How old are you, 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay, talk to me real quick because
okay,
we're running
out
of time.
Recently, actually 2 years ago, I was attending a Catholic elementary school,
mm-hmm.
and I told them that when they wanted me to get confirmed that I did not want to get confirmed.
Right.
And then the National Junior Honor Society induction was the next week, and they kicked me out of that.
Oh.
And they made me apologize before I could actually attend the graduation services.
Oh, my God.
But I still came out of that experience with my dignity intact.
Good for you.
However, I'm just afraid that people ahead of me will not be able to come out being able to say that they're actually an atheist. It was a lot of pressure. I'm surprised I even came out of it still with my atheist views. Also, later on in that same parish, they started sending out these letters saying that you cannot receive communion if you did not believe in, if you supported gay marriages,
mm-hmm.
Stem cell research.
You can't receive communion? How would the priest be able to get inside your head?
Well, I guess they're using the honor system.
That's right.
Kind of
sure.
Prey upon their consciences.
Yeah.
So I'm just afraid that because these people elected President Bush into office, who they all voted for him because he believed in those views.
Right.
I'm just afraid that he's going to take away the rights to actually hold those opinions, and people not be able to call themselves atheists in the future.
I hear you, but they can't get inside your head completely. Do you feel the separation between church and state is evaporating? Then.
Yes, it is.
Sam?
Really evaporating.
Yeah, I mean, Richard. Okay, and that's not a good thing. There's no question that's not a good thing. Richard, I have to leave it there. I hope to hear from you again. I wish we would have had more time tonight, but we're flat running out. Call in some time when it's just regular program, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Richard. Sam in Vancouver, Washington. Quickly, Sam, we're almost out of time. I'm sorry.
You should be. I'm going to blame you because it is all your fault.
Okay.
just quickly, I would like to say that I believe that the entire nation has become populated entirely by idiots. I know that's rather redundant, but that's the best I can come up with in the limited amount of time that I have.
I get the same feeling. Trust me, Sam.
In 20 years down the road, we're not going, unless Bush is assassinated, I will bet that 4 years from now, he will still be in power. He will have appointed himself dictator for life or something along those lines, and the people will let him do it because we are becoming idiots.
Well, seriously, let's hope that neither situation manifests. Sam, I have to leave it there, but I hope you'll call in some night when we're just doing regular programming. We can talk,
oh,
okay?
Oh, I plan to.
Okay, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. And Zephyr in Chicago, we didn't get to you, and I'm so sorry. But I would like to hear from you sometime. That's it, folks. Thanks for participating tonight. Kathy and I are off tomorrow and all next week. Some good Best of Malloy programming. So stay tuned, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you on the 29th. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Haggar has found a way to stop time. Haggar Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Haggar.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, heart attack, and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and worse. What to do? Today, millions use a patented drug called Jointritis. Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever plus the skin conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis uses directed, works deep to relieve even the worst minor arthritis pain. Jointritis, pain relief with peace of mind.
You're listening to 1190 WLIP New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. You know you're not supposed to pack heat when you're getting on an airplane flight, but apparently not everybody got that word 3 years after 9/11. The Transportation Security Administration says it's confiscated over the last 3 years nearly 16 million prohibited items since February 2002. Those items included more than 2,000 guns, 75,000 box cutters, and 4.7 million knives. A former Federal Aviation Administration security chief says mostly it's stupidity and forgetfulness in most of these cases, but some items apparently are not so innocent. There were some knives disguised as lipstick, a radio with a handgun inside, and a loaded gun stuffed into a teddy bear. Several people even tried to bring chainsaws onto planes. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today he backs George Bush's position on intelligence reform, and he says it's nonsense, that's the word he used, to suggest he's lobbying members of Congress to get rid of portions of the bill. The measure would have removed some budgetary control from the Pentagon. Rumsfeld also says the U.S. Iraqi allies made a, quote, generally pretty good showing in the recent offensive in Fallujah. Iraqi troops have been faulted for their ineffective fighting in previous clashes. But Rumsfeld said today commanders in the field tell him while Iraqi performance was not perfect, in some instances, Iraqi forces are gaining confidence. 8 Iraqi troops were killed in the Fallujah fighting compared with 54 Americans. More than 100 Americans have died this month alone, and the month's not over yet. It's the second deadliest month since the war began in March 2003. The Supreme Commander of NATO said today it's, quote, disturbing nearly half of NATO's member nations are refusing to participate in a mission to train military officers in Iraq. Speaking at the National Press Club, General James Jones says the decision of some nations to keep their soldiers at home puts an undue burden on other nations. He said it could create problems with replacements when instructors are rotated out. The NATO mission, a long-term one, it's supposed to train about 1,000 officers a year in Iraq. France, Germany, and Belgium are among the nations refusing to send troops to staff the NATO mission. All three of those nations opposed the war in Iraq to begin with, also refusing to send troops to the governments of Spain and Greece. Colin Powell and his Iranian counterpart ate together before a heated exchange of words. They made some polite conversation over dinner, but afterward, Secretary of State Colin Powell and his Iranian counterpart exchanged words about Tehran's nuclear program. Powell says it doesn't make sense to build an expensive missile capable of reaching Israel and U.S. military bases in the Mideast just to shoot a high-explosive warhead with limited accuracy. This is Air America Radio News.
We're here at Kohl's as they get ready for their after Thanksgiving sale, featuring 200 early bird specials this Friday from 5:30 to noon only. After this sale, consider your holiday shopping done. You'll find men's leather bomber jackets for $99.99, 50% savings on brand name toys, a diamond heart pendant or bracelet for only $99.99. Plus, you'll also get a $10 reward for every $50 you spend. See store for details. With 200 early bird specials, you'll definitely find the perfect gift.
It's your list, budget, holiday.
As you have heard, the arthritis drug Vioxx has recently been pulled from the market due to the significant increase in strokes and heart attacks among Vioxx users. If you or a loved one have suffered a stroke or heart attack after taking Vioxx for a year or more and never had a stroke or heart attack before using the drug, Vioxx may be related. Please call the law offices of Victoria Madonna for an evaluation. Our number is 877-NYC-Vioxx. That's 877-NYC-Vioxx.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll get a prognosis for President Bush's biggest victim of all, the planet Earth, from environmental reporter Andrew Rivkin. And we'll send you off on the Tryptophan Express with help from Alan Richman, the author of Fork It Over. Whether you eat tofurkey or turducken, you'll want to hear it. And we'll get the latest on the war on brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay. I think this is going to be a Moody Blues weekend for me. I'm going to get out those first seven albums that they recorded, and sit around with the proper libation, Jack Daniels, and listen to Moody Blues. Huh? Don't you do that every once in a while, Truth Seeker? If you're over a certain age, you do. I know you do. Andy is calling from Sacramento, California. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Moody Blues. Oh, yes.
Right, I know.
I am of a certain age. I remember.
You do remember. Bless your heart.
My buddy, actually the love of my life, a guy named Jimmy Spheeris, toured with them.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stop in at jimmyspheeris.com and check out some of his work. But anyway.
Last time I saw the Moody's was here in Atlanta, I guess about 6 years ago, and it was at Chastain Amphitheater, which is a real nice outdoor amphitheater, sort of like a mini Hollywood Bowl.
Huh.
And we got in there and sat down, and they came out on stage, and the first thought I had was, who in the hell are these old men on stage doing Moody Blues music? And then I look, oh, my God, that is Justin Hayward. Oh, my God, look at these people.
Oh.
And then that night when I got home, I looked in the mirror and realized that they weren't really all that old after all. Gravity. Oh, well, but that's not why you called. I'm sorry, Andy.
That's okay. It was fun. Well, first of all, greetings from this big blue state out here on the western edge of the North American continent.
Yeah, on the left coast, yes. Well, good to hear from you.
I just printed up a bunch of stickers, bumper stickers that say U.S. out of California.
Yeah. Well, I read this thing in the New York Times today about the poor people in New York, especially the ones who live in Manhattan and the other boroughs, but who live in New York City on the island, and they say this one woman said, I tell my friends in Europe that I live on an island off the coast of Europe. So 75% of the voters in New York City that took a horrendous hit on September 11, 2001, voted against George Bush. This is the thing that drives me insane. The people who went through it.
Yeah.
The people who were assaulted, the people who watched the heart of Lower Manhattan collapse, they voted 3-1 against Mr. Bush. Yeah. Go figure, huh?
And then they were raped by a corporate media that rolled over and played dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, I didn't want to go there. I wanted to be hopeful. I wanted to give us all a tiny sliver of hope.
The hope is there. All it takes is to get rid of the voting machines.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened. John Kerry would have won, as Randy Rhodes said on this network, by a landslide. But it was planned exactly the way it came off, and that's it. So there is no ray of hope other than to say, into the night, we must get rid of these machines. Now, I don't have the power to do it, nor do you. I am hoping that there are legislators or Don Quixotes or somebody out there who are willing to tilt at these windmills and say, we must get rid of the machines. Now, once we get rid of the machines, then we can start to reclaim our democracy. But, power does not relinquish itself. I could go further, but I'm afraid, I don't know, I might, overstep the bounds here of family radio. But you don't take down power by being sweet. You don't say, hi, listen, it's my turn now to have the power, okay? That's not how you get power. The Bush crime family and the Christian mad people who run this country are now convinced they have the power. They have the power with the Diebold machines and the programs and SAIC and all these ESC, ESS, the companies that manufacture these things. They're not going to give it up.
Right. They learned from, they stole an election in 2000 and they've done their homework. They've learned how to do it this time. And this should have been a slam dunk. This time, it should have been a slam dunk for George Bush, and that's one reason that I'm hopeful. It wasn't a slam dunk. With the all the massive disinformation and the outright lies and the radical Christian right and the stolen votes, I mean, this should have been what Cheney is bumbling around saying, this should have been a mandate, but it wasn't, At least, if you count the votes, or count what the media says the votes are, only slightly more than half of us were hoodwinked and bought into this.
Well, yeah, and the evangelicals, they're the ones that disgust me more than any particular group right now.
Well, nothing gets out the vote more than a little misogyny and homophobia. Let's go!
That's always a great motivator, absolutely. Hey, Andy, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, and all right, bless sir. You.
You have a nice evening. The Christian evangelicals right now, they turn my stomach. I have never seen a group so pervert a religion, unless it's the Al-Qaeda folks, the madrasas, the Islamic fundamentalists who have perverted and destroyed the message of Muhammad, the prophet, who have corrupted Islam. It's awful to see. It's just awful to see. I look at the Jews. They have looked at their religion. What have they done with their religion for the past 5,000 years? They sit around and argue about it. Well, maybe it should be this. No, I think they meant this. No, wait a minute. How about this? Well, what did the Christians and Muslims do? I'll kill you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! You know, the Jews, well, maybe not. Oy, I don't know. What about this? No, this. I think, no. Well, let's think about it for another 300 years. Let's go to shul. We'll study this. And then the Muslims come by and the Christians come by. Kill! We're going to kill you! Ah, die! Big difference, huh? Yeah. But the Christian evangelicals in this country, I had at one time, they're all died off. They've all died off now. The hardcore fundamentalists in my family, the Southern Baptists, they're gone now. They went on to their reward, which is oblivion, you know. I feel very sorry for my two uncles and my grandma and people in my family who really believed all that lake of fire and talking snake and oh, my God, oh, oh, oh. Whereas Franken would say, oi, 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 you know. And the sad part is, and it really is sad to me, you know, being the secular humanist that I am, and I think to myself, well, if there was just that moment when one steps into oblivion where one would be aware of the oblivion and that there was not, you know, what the Muslim fundamentalists or the Christian fundamentalists think is going to be waiting, you know, there's nothing. But the ego can't do that, you know. It can't contemplate its own non-existence. And if you have no frame of reference to reference anything within a frame, you see what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying. So, you know, even Billy Graham, you know, when he finally croaks, you know, he's not going to have that blinding moment, or Jerry Falwell or James Dobson, where they can look around in the oblivion, in the void, and say, oh, damn, well, this was a big mistake. You know, they won't even have that moment. And I, you know, I just wish that weren't the case. But the Christian fundamentalists, the evangelicals in this country, the ones who reject science, the ones who say stem cell research, oh no, I want to see more people die of diabetes and spinal injuries and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. We don't want, no. Let's go back to medicine where we use leeches and arsenic. Okay, here, drink the arsenic. That'll drive the fever spirits out. And here, let's put the leeches on. If we suck enough blood out, the evil spirits will come out. That's what these people want. That's what they want. Science be damned. Science is nothing but demon-inspired theories. Especially when you have to chop up little tiny precious God's babies in order to get to their stem cells. You know, you have to take the little babies and just cut them, slice and dice them. Oh, God. I promised phone calls this hour. I think the reason Ashcroft is stepping down is really because he and Bush couldn't agree which one of them was closer to the Lord and Savior. Don't you think? All right, I promised phone call. Phone call's coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Oi, oi, maybe it's this. No, maybe it's that. No, I don't know. Is it this? No. Kill! Kill!
What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ,
the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, off the market. Heart attacks and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and bleeding. So what to do? Millions of arthritis sufferers relieve their pain every day with Jointritis. Jointritis is a remarkable patented arthritis rub. Developed by modern medical technology, Jointritis contains a powerful pain reliever plus a combination of lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. You've probably heard about lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. Jointritis uses these three ingredients as special skin conditioners, and Jointritis rushes relief deep into arthritic joints. Jointritis, for fast relief from even the worst cases of minor arthritis pain. Forget pills. Jointritis, used as directed, is today's effective yet safe way to relieve your arthritis pain. Available at Walgreens and Rite Aid. Jointritis.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
It is not only important for the homeland security of America that we succeed, it is equally as important for generations of Americans who have yet to be born.
Let's find another place that's free.
take this with as many grains of salt as you want to. Here's a letter written to His Excellency, Mr. Kofi Annan, Secretary General of the United Nations. It's dated 14th October 2004, so it's 3 weeks old. It's from Fallujah, Iraq. Your Excellency, it is very obvious that the American forces are committing crimes of genocide every day in Iraq. Now, while we are writing to Your Excellency, the American forces are committing these crimes in the city of Fallujah. The American warplanes are dropping their most powerful bombs on the civilians in the city, killing and injuring hundreds of innocent people. At the same time, their tanks are attacking the city with heavy artillery. As you know, there is no military presence in the city. There had been no actions taken by the Fallujah resistance in recent weeks because the negotiations between representatives of the city and the government were going well. In this atmosphere, the new bombardment by America has happened while the people of Fallujah had been preparing themselves for the fast of Ramadan. Now many of them are trapped under the wreckage of their demolished houses, and nobody can help them while the attack continues. On the night of 13th October alone, American bombardment demolished 50 houses on top of their residents. Is this a genocidal crime or a lesson about the American democracy? It is obvious that the Americans are committing acts of terror against the people of Fallujah for one reason only, their refusal to accept the occupation. Your Excellency and the whole world know that the Americans and their allies devastated our country under the pretext of the threat of weapons of mass destruction. Now, after all the destruction and the killing of thousands of civilians, they have admitted that no weapons were found, but they have said nothing about all the crimes they committed. Unfortunately, everybody is now silent and will not even dignify the murdered Iraqi civilians with words of condemnation. We know that we are living in a world of double standards. In Fallujah, they have created a new target, al-Zarqawi. This is a new pretext to justify their crimes, killing, and daily bombardment of civilians. Almost a year has elapsed since they created this new pretext. And whenever they destroy our houses, our mosques, restaurants, and kill our children and women, they said, "We have launched a successful operation against al-Zarqawi." They will never say that they have killed him because there is no such person, and that means the killing of civilians and the daily genocide will continue. The people of Fallujah assure Your Excellency that this person, if he exists, is not in Fallujah and is probably not anywhere in Iraq. The people of Fallujah have announced many times that any person who sees al-Zarqawi should kill him. Excellency, we appeal to you and to all world leaders to exert the greatest pressure on the American administration to stop their crimes in Fallujah and withdraw their army far away from our city. The city was very quiet and peaceful when the people ran it. We didn't witness any disorder in the city. The civil administration was going well given its limited resources. We simply didn't welcome the occupation forces. And this is our right according to the UN Charter, international law, and the norms of humanity. It is very urgent that Your Excellency, along with world leaders, intervene in a speedy manner to prevent a new massacre. We have tried to reach your representatives in Iraq so as to ask them to be more active in this regard, but as you know, they are living in the green zone where we cannot contact them. We want the UN to be involved in the situation in Fallujah so as to avoid a new massacre. We have tried to reach you through different channels and by asking our friends to convey this letter to your office in New York or Geneva with the hope that it will reach you. At the same time, we appeal to you to urge the UN agencies in Iraq to take an active role in protecting civilians and preventing the new massacre which the Americans and the puppet government are planning to start as in Fallujah as well as many other parts of our country. Best regards, Qasim Abdusattar al-Jumali, President. The Study Center of Human Rights and Democracy, on behalf of the people of Fallujah. Damn, I missed that letter, or an excerpt from it on ABC, or was it CBS? No, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. No, you know, I missed that letter. Now, think about that for a second. No, I'm not going to scream. Think about what that means. A tribal or civilian council in Fallujah, the city that we have surrounded now and we are about to attack and destroy, pleading with the United Nations and other world leaders. You know what this reminds me of? You really want to know? bad analogy, but the first thing that popped into my mind were the citizens of Warsaw and the Warsaw Ghetto in Poland when the Nazis herded all the Jews into the Warsaw Ghetto and kept them there. And then there was an uprising, and then the Nazis moved in and slaughtered everybody. Yeah, you probably saw it in the movie The Pianist. This is being done in our name now. You know, you can't run, you can't hide. This is being done in the name of America, and George W. Bush has his mandate to murder an entire city. To murder an entire city. How far are we away? They wanted to wait till after the election. The election's over. You and I are complicit in mass murder.
It's good news, someone's found a way to get the rotting dead, a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news,
If the thought of four more years of BS from George W. gets you down, pick up Mother Jones Magazine and learn how you can fight back. Right now, you can get a great deal on Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. Mojo's got your back. Every issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, the inside skinny on the Bush mob, plus what you can do to stand up to the wingnuts. At ReadMojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10. That's a full year for less than the price of a pizza. So check out Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Are you self-employed? Are you concerned about your benefits? Well, I am, and I'll tell you what I did. I became a member of the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for micro-business owners. They offer access to affordable health insurance, as well as endless business and personal benefits. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. It included discounts on lots of things you really need, like dental services, unlimited tax and business advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed and you need benefits for you and your family, call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Not available in all states. Call 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
How do you know you're buying the right used vehicle? Will the sales guy give you a thumbs up? Will your gut say, hey, this is the one? Or will you rely on a sign from above, like a GM-certified used vehicle sign? One that says every GM-certified vehicle on the lot has been fully inspected and reconditioned. Plus, now qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Now that's a sign. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Leave the contract limited. Take delivery by 11:30:04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times.
Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
I'm going to do a great promo today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hi, I'm Stuart Smalley, and on November 24th, day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to do a special Thanksgiving holiday show filling in for Al Franken, who is terrific, by the way. I just think he's the best. So, tune in November 24th, noon to 3, here on Air America Radio.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
Twenty-six before the hour. Doug sent this in to me. Apparently, I'm just so far out of the loop. Talking about the student protesters. This comes from the Harvard Crimson. Harvard students joined more than 100 other political protesters yesterday in Copley Square for the rally and vigil for democracy. A local rally began at 5 p.m. as part of a larger effort by the No Stolen Elections campaign, for which people from over 30 cities nationwide have promised to protest the election results in upcoming weeks. No Stolen Elections! Exclamation point campaign. You might want to Google that one. Mark Morford, writing at the San Francisco Chronicle, gave a pretty good description of Bush's mandate. He said, quote, "It simply boggles the mind. We've already had 4 years of some of the most appalling and abusive foreign and domestic policy in American history, some of the most well-documented atrocities ever wrought on the American populace, and it's all combined with the biggest and most violently botched and grossly mismanaged war since Vietnam, and much of the nation still insists in living in a giant vat of utter blind faith. Still insists on believing the man in the White House couldn't possibly be treating them like a dog treats a fire hydrant." Yeah. And here's the last one. All right, last one. Occasionally I like to read some of these emails on the air. This is from Kevin. He writes, "I can't help but feel like the next 4 years have already been flushed down the toilet. I have absolutely no energy. And depression abounds among my friends as well. Yet, ironically, even now, when it seems like things can't possibly get any darker and there's no hope left, our work is, once again, just beginning. It's going to take maximum effort," Kevin writes, "from all those who care enough to make a difference. The American Nazis have already seen this election as a sweeping mandate and one more step on the way to a one-party state. They must be stopped by any and all means necessary. Thank God for Air America Radio. Out there doing your part, informing the masses. I fervently hope more people start paying attention." Well, yeah, I hear you, Kevin. All right, here's some good news. From Dallas, Texas, one-time migrant farm worker Lupe Valdez made history this week when she became the first woman and the first Latina elected Dallas County Sheriff. Not to mention, she's the first Democrat to win the post since the mid-1970s. She is also openly gay. Isn't that the isn't that Democrats, right? A woman, Latina, Democrat, lesbian, is now the sheriff of Dallas County, Texas. She's being described as the first ever Latina lesbian sheriff in Dallas County. Well, I would hope to shout. She said yesterday, a day after defeating her Republican challenger, quote, I can imagine my mom crying for joy last night as this happened. Her mother passed away some time ago. Miss Lupi Valdez went from a girl picking beans in a field to leading a 1,900-employee law enforcement agency with a $90 million annual budget. Wow. Good for you, Lupi. That is so Democrat. Isn't that Democrat? Isn't that so Democrat, huh? Right? Female, Latina, Democrat, lesbian, sheriff. I love, you got to love that story. You got to love that story. John Ashcroft is bailing out, it looks like. He's got stomach trouble. Yeah? The Associated Press is saying he's likely to leave his post before the start of Bush's second term. He aides describe him as exhausted. Oh, poor baby. Really? He's exhausted from leading the Justice Department and fighting the domestic war on terrorism. He lost his gallbladder earlier this year, too. He had his heart removed, I don't know, about 20 years ago. Ashcroft is expected to resign before Bush's January 20th inauguration, said aides who spoke only on condition of anonymity. Well, yeah, he'll pray you into hell if he finds out who you are. Oh, Lord, I want him to go to hell. That's what they do. They'll pray you into hell. Lincoln Chafee, Republican senator from Rhode Island, says he's thinking about switching parties. He told the Providence Journal, I'm not ruling it out. I love this part. Chafee, known for moderate views that often run counter to the Bush administration, also said he cast a write-in vote for Bush's father, George Herbert Walker, in Tuesday's election. Chafee said it would have been impossible to vote for George W. given their opposite views on issues such as abortion, gay marriage, the deficit, tax cuts, the environment, the war on Iraq, and a partridge in a pear tree. Well, Mr. Senator Lincoln Chafee, what the hell are you doing? If you disagree, I mean, don't be to these filthy Republicans what Zell Miller was to the Democrats. Bail out. You have no business in that party, Senator. They're sick, psychopathic killers. All of them. Get out. Oh, by the way, Bulgaria's defense ministry says it will cut its small military presence in Iraq next month. The Bulgarians have 483 soldiers operating under a Polish-led multinational division. They're going to cut it back to 430. Now, that's funny until you get to the really bad part. Bulgaria has lost 7 of its soldiers, 7 out of 500. Hungary will withdraw its 300 troops from Iraq by March 31st. They say the foreign minister or the prime minister of Hungary says we are obliged to stay until the Iraqi elections. To stay longer is an impossibility. Recent polls show that about 60% of Hungarians want the government to get the hell out. Spain pulled out its 1,300 troops earlier this year. Well, what is it? What is this coalition that Bush and his spokespeople keep talking about? Psychopaths like Donald Rumsfeld. What is this coalition, huh? Eight Marines were killed last Saturday in a suicide car bomb attack west of Baghdad. 9 Marines were injured in the attack, 3 critically. Later that day, the military reported a 9th death. That brings to 1,120 Americans dead, 10,000 wounded since the United States started this war. Joyce Mullins has the column. She says there's no official word either about whether the vehicles in the convoy that was blown up was rammed by the bomb-bearing suicide car was protected by armor. I would like to know, because this column is about the shameful fact that our military leaders have yet to provide our men and women in uniform with the most basic protections they need to fight and survive. There's a story in the October 25th issue of Time magazine about young soldiers, a young man and a young woman, phoning their parents, begging them to get in touch with Congress for help getting the supplies they needed. They used phrases like suicide mission to describe their daily lives. The worst part was the story was the comment that military officials planned, quote, an investigation to determine whether any of the soldiers violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice by asking their parents for help. They need bullets. They need armor. Can you believe this? And Bush, well, this is the part that just, it shreds my brain, okay? It turns my brain into spiraling pieces of gray matter. When I see a story like that, and then I think about the military, how Bush constantly turns the United States military into nothing but a street whore that he brings out in front of the American public whenever it benefits him. He has no respect for the military. Never has, never will. None of these people do. None of these Republicans do. They crap all over the military. They don't care. And yet they stand out there. When they give their speeches talking about the military, and the soldiers are begging for bullets. And that's just in the war zone. That's just in the war zone. When they get home, God. And yet the military historic, don't you hear story after story about how, oh, God, yeah, well, I'm in the military and I just love George Bush. He defends freedom. He's taken care of. I don't get it. I really don't. All right. Bob is calling from Queens. Bob, welcome to the program.
I have so much to say. I hope you bear with me.
Well, I can give you. Hey, yo. I can only get. Don't set me up like that. I can give you about two, three minutes, pal, okay. And that's it.
Wait a minute.
You got to hold on.
Hard break.
You got to hold on. We'll come right back after this break, all right?
Okay.
This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? Because I don't see no tick or tape. We'll find my bread saying, thank you, son.
God, this makes me sad.
Who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done? Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed enough?
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
John Madden here to tell you about over $200 in mail-in rebate savings at the Ace one-day sale. Get great gifts from Skill, like a 9.6-volt cordless drill, 3.2-amp jigsaw, or palm sander. They're only $9.99 each after a $10 mail-in rebate. With great deals like these, you're sure to find everything you need at the Ace one-day sale this Friday, November 26th, at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities may be limited, available only at participating Ace stores.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK, 1-800-NAT-PARK. There's just too much to lose.
Before the hour, our senior correspondent emails in, Ashcroft doesn't have stomach trouble. It's because he doesn't want to be the one to have to indict and prosecute Cheney. That's why he wants out. We're coming to you in just a second, Bob. Hold on. Kathy just played a bit of music going into the break. It's a soldier song. It really is. I just wanted to play this 1 minute of it again because it just... when I think about the caliber or the lack of any caliber of the thugs that are running this country, and I hear this song, I just it just makes me almost weep.
pieces. Grown men cry out for Jesus to the black and blue. I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? Cause I don't see no ticker tape or 5 mile parade saying, thank you, son. Just folks that sit in judgment who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done. Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed enough?
Oh, God. Okay, back to Bob in Queens. Bob, thanks for holding on.
Yes, before my main point, I just wanted this quote coalition. I like Al Sharpton's line. He says, George Bush and Tony Blair had a meeting in a phone booth, and they called it a world summit.
Yeah, well, that's about the truth.
Let me just say that 15 out of 20 statistical categories of the economic situation is worse than it was 4 years ago. Iraq is a dangerous cesspool of terrorism. Mm. Afghanistan exports today 2/3 of the world's heroin.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush lost 3 debates. 90% of the world hates George Bush, and this guy got reelected. This is mind-boggling.
Well, it is until we stop and consider that once again the election was stolen. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I don't give a damn how many Christian evangelicals there are in this country. There's not enough to elect this thug. He had to have had help from these computer systems and programs. He had to, Bob.
Well, hello.
Yes.
I believe, as far as Ohio is concerned, Ohio, out of all 50 states, was number one in job loss. The exit polls had Kerry ahead 2-1. I refuse to believe that Kerry lost Ohio.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we talked about last night.
I mean, these computers of Diebold, this guy, this Republican thug, supposedly told one of his compatriots 8 months ago, don't worry about Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going into a black
hole. Sure, absolutely.
No,
I'll tell you something. I have made up my mind. Until George W. Bush is impeached and removed from office, which I do believe will happen over the next 4 years.
How can it happen with the Republican Congress?
Well, something may happen that is so egregious. Didn't Nixon have a Republican House?
It was tighter than it is now, though, I think.
Well, that's very true. But until he is impeached and removed from office, I've made my decision. This thug stole this election with the help of these Christian Reconstructionists who manufacture the machines and the programs. As far as I'm concerned, I will go with Bev Harris and Greg Palast. These people stole this election. He is not my president.
One more point, Mike. For the last 36 years, since 1968, the Republican Party has been on a campaign, and they've convinced 3/4 of the states in this country that the Democratic Party is the party of blacks, welfare queens, hippies, and homos. And
we're damn proud of it, too.
And these mindless robots in the red states would reelect Bush if there were 5,000 deaths in Iraq, if the stock market dipped to 5,000, and if gas was $5 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're up against here.
I hear you.
And there's nothing, there has to be a different approach. And in the next 4 years, George Bush can't blame 9/11 anymore. He can't blame Bill Clinton anymore. All the ills that are going to happen in his country, he can't blame those two things anymore. It's all on his watch now.
Well, that's what logic would dictate. That's how you feel. That's how I feel. That's how people with a brain feels. But you just watch. The right wing, they are still whining and bitching and complaining about liberal media.
Yeah, the media.
They're still talking about liberal media.
And that was my next point. I agree with you on the media. Judy Woodruff, Wolf Blitzer. I've seen Republican flags get on and talk about. She says, "Well, what about the deficit? It was a surplus that he inherited. Now it's debt." And they said, "Well, what about 9/11? And how come these commentators, these journalists, don't come back and say that the CBO has said That's 7% of
Don't ask me. Don't ask me a question like that because I'm liable to use language I'm not supposed to use in this program. Hey, listen, Bob, I got to leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you, dude. I'm glad you called in. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, quick break here. Do we have a Nation Minute here? Oh, good. Nation Minute coming up in news and that kind of stuff, and then back with the program. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The big trend these days is a thing the kids call retro. They wear clothes from the 60s, watch TV shows from the 70s, listen to music from the 80s, and spend money they made in the 90s. There was a time when you didn't have to look to the past for a trend. Remember punk rock? Or how about pet rocks? We didn't need to dip into the past for that crap. We made it up as we went along. Heck, there was a time when disaffected youth was an original trend. Now it's just a marketing scheme. I can't help it. I'm nostalgic for a time when people weren't nostalgic.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
John Madden here to tell you about the Ace Hardware one-day sale happening this Friday, November 26th. Get a Black & Decker laser level and stud finder only $19.99 after a $15 mail-in rebate. A twin pack of the new Lockjaw self-adjusting locking pliers is only $19.99, available exclusively at Ace. Find great deals like these at Ace's one-day sale. Doors open at 7 a.m., so make plans to shop early. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities may be limited, available only at participating Ace stores.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. U.S., Iraqi, and British troops have launched an offensive against rebellious towns southwest of Baghdad. Operation Plymouth Rock involves 5,000 coalition troops. It's an effort to restore some law and order to towns where insurgents banished police long ago. The U.S. military says it's trying to cut lines of communication between rebels in Fallujah, Baghdad, and the province of Babylon. Tens of thousands of Iraqis have decided to pack up their bags and leave their homeland. Chicago Tribune correspondent Liz Sly in Baghdad says many of the Iraqis leaving are doctors, engineers, and businessmen.
The kind of people that are going to be needed here when it comes, if and when peace arrives, who can put the country back together again, they're the ones who are leaving. So when it comes to reconstructing, it won't be very easy to find engineers, doctors, and that kind of thing to keep the country running.
Sly says the Iraqis moving out of the country point to the continuing violence there. Bush administration officials have said the violence is concentrated in the Sunni part of Iraq. Another Hawaii-based Marine has been identified among the dead in Iraq. Marine Corps base spokesman Staff Sergeant Jeff Middleton reports the rifleman died on Monday.
Corporal Michael R. Cohen, 23, of York, Pennsylvania, died November 22nd as a result of enemy action in Al Anbar Province, Iraq.
Cohen had been a Marine since January of 2002. He is survived by his parents. The FDA has approved a drug that treats multiple sclerosis. It's a once-a-month medication called Tysabri. It prevents inflamed cells from escaping into the tissue of the brain, which can cause unpredictable neurological problems. Newsman Dan Rather has announced his pending retirement as anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News. He told viewers he would be leaving the show next March, but will continue to work full-time with the network on other shows.
It has been and remains an honor to be welcomed into your home each evening, and I thank you for the trust you've given me.
A public interest group is taking aim at the water yo-yo ball as part of its annual list of the most hazardous toys. U.S. Public Interest Research Group consumer advocate Lindsay Johnson says they're urging regulators to ban water-filled yo-yo balls in the U.S. She says her group is warning people about various toys that may cause harm.
This year, we identified several hazardous toys. Categories included small toys that pose choking hazards. We also found dangerously loud toys, toys that are known to cause strangulation, and also toxic toys.
The list of hidden toy hazards is at www.uspirg.org. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Majority Report.
Guys like the South Park guys are so relentlessly cruel about people in the entertainment industry who get involved in politics as if somehow that is taboo or that they're so dumb they shouldn't be allowed to be involved in it.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Those are the only ambassadors we have anymore. The only goodwill. Everybody likes Drew Barrymore, right? So why not have artists be the activists and the diplomats, if you will?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay.
It's about 6:30 past the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. By the way, if you haven't listened to Steve Earle's program, The Revolution Starts Now on Sunday evening, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, I swear to you, you don't know what you're missing. Tune it in this week. What did he say? Patti Smith is going to be his guest. Yow. Don't miss it. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. Tune in.
The revolution starts now. He's only on one night a week, and I'll tell you, it is just one hell of a program. Back to Bunny Pants at his first press conference since his mandate. Got a couple more of these I want you to hear, then back to your phone calls on issues of foreign policy. You can't lead to a better tomorrow unless you see visions of better worlds and countries or something like that. You know how he talks. The crack White House press dude said, Mr. President, on foreign policy, more broadly, do you believe that America has an image problem in the world right now? Do you believe that America has an image problem in the world right now? That's what this guy asked. Because of your efforts in response to the 9/11 attacks, and as you talked down the stretch about building alliances, talk about what you'll do to build on those alliances and to deal with those image problems, particularly in the Islamic world, sir.
I believe we have a solemn duty, whether or not people agree with it or not, to protect the American people. And the Taliban and their harboring of al-Qaeda represented a direct threat to the American people. And, of course, then the Iraq issue is one that people disagreed with. You cannot lead this world and our country to a better tomorrow unless you see a better tomorrow, if you have a vision of a better tomorrow. And I've got one based upon a great faith that people do want to be free and live in democracy.
Oh, God, it is so hard to laugh at this moron when you know that thousands of people are dying, even as we speak, in Iraq, who never did anything to us except be there. They didn't do anything to us the last time we utterly and thoroughly destroyed them. They did something to their little neighbors to the south, Kuwait, that great democracy. Kuwait, that used to be part of Iraq, run by the al-Sabah family that makes the Marcos family in the Philippines look like pikers. Oh, but never mind. On faith and government. Bush was asked the following by one of the crack White House press geeks. Here's the question.
Mr. President, I'm nervous. Your victory at the polls came about in part because of strong support from people of faith, in particular Christian evangelicals and Pentecostals and snake handlers and people like, well, I added the snake handlers, and people like that. And Senator Kerry drew some of his strongest support from those who do not attend religious services unless they are conducted with inverted crosses. And
I added that.
What do you say to those who are concerned about the role of a faith they do not share in public life and in your policies, if I'm making any sense, sir?
My answer to people is I will be your president regardless of your faith. I don't expect you to agree with me necessarily on religion. As a matter of fact, no president should ever try to impose religion on our society.
Oh, God.
The great tradition of America is one where people can worship the way they want to worship.
Then where was your outrage, Bunny Pants, when your party distributed flyers saying Kerry wanted to ban the Bible? Oh, never mind. I'm acting like this is a rational human being standing up there. Never mind. What did he say? I will be your president regardless of your faith. You're not going to be mine. Not today, not next month, not ever. But I will be there to cheer when you are impeached and removed from office, Mr. Bush. He says, I don't expect you to agree with me necessarily on religion. What he didn't add was, you don't have to agree with me, but you see those great big guys with the eyes set too close together and the big brows standing back in the corner? You better, by God, agree with them on religion. You notice the one has a leather whip? His name, well, we call him Torquemada. Now, on his ability to work with Democrats. Yes, oh, that's going to happen in a bipartisan nature for the good of all Americans. Oh, yeah. Reporter says,
sir, given your commitment to reaching out across party lines into all Americans, I wonder if you could expand on your definition of bipartisanship and whether it means simply picking off a few Democrats on a case-by-case basis to pass the bills you want to pass. Is this more than one question? Or whether you would commit to working regularly with the Democratic leadership on solutions that can win broad support across party lines. Please forgive me, sir. I didn't mean to go on and on like that.
Do you remember the No Child Left Behind Act?
Yeah.
That's the model I'd look at if I were you.
Oh, okay.
It is a, I laid out an agenda for reforming our public schools.
Yes, wonderful.
I worked with both Republicans and Democrats to get that bill passed.
Then I didn't fund it. Then I made sure that no school district in America, except a couple in Central Texas, like it. So Bush is telling the crack White House press corps to expect more crap like that? That's his model for meeting Democrats halfway? Ted Kennedy, who supported the No Child Left Behind Act, is on the record now saying, man, did Bush put me in the box! Fool me once, shame on, won't get fooled again. By the way, truth seekers, did you know that the Iraqis invited us to bomb and kill them, all 100,000 of them? You didn't know that? Well, listen up. Reporter says, Mr. President, American forces are gearing up for what appears to be a major offensive of Fallujah over the next several days. I'm wondering if you could tell us what the objective is, what the stakes are there for the United States, for the Iraqi people, and the Iraqi elections coming up in January.
In order for Iraq to be a free country, those who are trying to stop the elections and stop a free society from emerging must be defeated. And so Prime Minister Alawi and his government, which fully understands that, are working with our generals on the ground to do just that. We will work closely with the government. It's their government. It's their country. We're there at their invitation.
Oh, really? You're there at their invitation? Well, wait a second. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I thought that you overthrew a government and slaughtered a bunch of people and then put in a puppet government. What are you saying, George? Are you this stupid? Or do you think we are? Or both? This stuff is laughable, except for one thing. People are dying, and more people are going to die. And American soldiers are going to die. Let me digress. I make no secret of the fact that I check out Democratic Underground frequently. I get a lot of source material there, and it's a real great community of Democrats. DemocraticUnderground.com. And I was reading in there tonight on one of the threads that follows this program, and there's a woman named Tanya who says, I found out my son was sent to Fallujah just in time for the festivities. And she's worried. She's worried. That's why it's not a good thing to make fun of this. It's hateful. It's awful. Young Americans being sent there. Iraqis being blown to pieces. Why? Can anybody, I don't care if you're left, right, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, why are we in Iraq at this point? Why? And still killing, and bombing, and blowing up, and having our Marines and our soldiers killed and wounded. Why? Can somebody please tell anybody? I don't care. I don't care who you are. Email, phone in if you can't get in. Email. I don't, you know, anybody. According to Bush, we were invited to the killing field. We were invited to come over and kill 100,000 of them and sacrifice 1,200 of ours. That's what he says. That's what he said today. Why are we there? Saddam is gone. There are no weapons. The country is a disaster zone. Doctors Without Borders, the Red Cross, CARE, everybody has pulled out. They're gone. Why are we there? Why? Anybody got an answer?
Today, his friends marched with him all the way. The flutes and drums beat out the time, as in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray. My youngest son came home today, a And this time...
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this. Your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%. Bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
No doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
Two past the hour. What do we got here? One more. Okay, this is from Bunny Pants' first press conference since his mandate. That's what they're all calling it, a mandate. Can you believe that? An absolute... Hey, I got 3.5 more million votes than the other guy. Media Matters for America, the website put up by David Brock. He mentions the fact that the conservative media, that's everybody except this network pretty much, rushed to declare that the election was a decisive mandate for Bush's agenda. And the thing that's irritating, mainstream media outlets are following the lead of these right-wing thug tanks, right? They're all calling. I don't care who you watch, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. Nobody's saying, no, it wasn't a mandate. How in the hell... Out of 115 million votes cast and too stupid to have find his butt with both hands, wins, quote, by 3.5 million votes, and that's a mandate? Well, here's some stats for you from Media Matters. With the exception of the 2000 election, Bush's popular vote margin of 3.6 million votes was the smallest since 1976 when then-Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter defeated Gerald Ford. Here's another stat. Though Bush won more votes, 59.2 million, than any presidential candidate in U.S. history, Kerry's vote total, 55.7 million, was still greater than any U.S. presidential candidate in history prior to 2004, which means more Americans cast their vote against Bush than against any other presidential candidate in U.S. history. And besides, 8 to 10 million of the votes cast for Bush are fake. They're fake. A Gallup poll conducted just after the election found that 63% of voters would prefer to see Bush pursue policies that, quote, both parties support, end quote. 30% want Bush to advance the Republican Party's agenda. Mandate. This is the part that just kills me. You know, I don't know what the mainstream pundits expected. Humility from this guy. Humility after he stole the last election in 2000 with the help of James Baker and the rest of these Saudi-linked thugs and the Carlyle Group merchants of death and the Supreme Court neo-Nazis. And Bush walks away with a stolen election. You would think that the guy would have been, well, maybe you wouldn't think, be a little bit humble. But the fact that he stole it, that indicates humility? Anybody who thought he was going to, since he, quote, won in 2000 by such a small margin, that he was going to be humble, misses the point completely. When you steal something the way it was stolen in 2000, you're going to be humble? And this year, now that the theft has been honed and fined and sharpened and turned into an art form with the help of the Christian Reconstructionist movement and these four software and hardware companies who have totally destroyed representative government and voting in this country now, like a cancer, it is eating its way through this society. And the only way we can turn it around is to get rid of those voting machines. We have to do it, Truth Seeker. But They've got it down now to an art form. So this time when they stole it, oh, no need to call on the Wicked Witch of the West, who was the Florida Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, and the co-chair of the Bush election campaign in Florida. Oh, they had their Wicked Witch of the North this time. The Secretary of State in Ohio, who is also a co-chair of the Bush campaign. What is up with that? What? Are we all so stupid? Yes, of course we are. What? You mean the Secretary of State is the co-chairman of the Bush re-election campaign? Well, golly, let me think about that for a second. Yeah, that doesn't seem quite right, does it? But we go along with it. We say, oh, well, you know, it's a free country. The guy has the right to free association. First Amendment says that Mr. Blackwell, the Secretary of State of the great state of Ohio, can free associate with anything, anybody, any anything he wants to do. So you would think, wouldn't you? No, you wouldn't. Neither would I. Humility with the Bush crime family? These people have never been humble. Back when Prescott Bush, George's grandfather, was financing Adolf Hitler, was that humility? When they were providing the Zyklon B, a death gas, the funds to buy this stuff, to manufacture this stuff, was that humility? Huh? How many people went to the death chambers in the death camps in Poland? How many? How many Jews? How many Polish partisans? How many Christians? How many Catholics? How many gypsies? How many gays? Huh? 8 million? 10 million? 12 million? Oh, never mind.
For any reason we can devise, there wasn't no intellectual cast scale by the seat of his pants. Don't like the Northeast, he hates the coast, and he hasn't got a friend in France. Jesus spoke Republican, and he saved us from Al Gore. An evil laser and trickled down. And
the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Head driving to Bolero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Bolero. Turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're driving to Bolero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Bolero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
It seems like this was a three-pronged approach. There were roadblocks to intimidate voters. There were bad mailings sent out to people saying you vote on Wednesday. You had FBI agents intimidating elderly black voters in Florida saying if you participate in absentee balloting, you might be part of a felony. So you had that prong. Then you had too few machines for too many new registrants. And then you had the computer problem that looks like it exactly swapped the Kerry votes for Bush votes.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Century, and there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I'm confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Universal approval. So the people of Fallujah write a letter to Kofi Annan at the United Nations begging for help. Screw them. Wasn't it Iraqis who came to this country and bombed the World Trade Center and took the lives of 3,000 innocent people? Huh? I'll bet it was the Fallujans who did that, right? Right? No, it wasn't? Not Iraqis? Who was it? Oh, it was Saudis. Ah. Well, it must have been Afghans then. No, it wasn't. It was Saudis who came and bombed the country, who attacked the World Trade Center, who took 3,000 people to their deaths. Saudis. But I thought it was Iraqis. Fallujans. Well, we're going to kill a lot of Fallujans. We already have, and there's more that are getting ready to die. And you know something else? There's some American service men and women who are going to help in the killing of the people of Fallujah who also are going to die. And I asked the question again that I asked tonight at 7, 8, 10, 12 minutes into the program. A simple one-word question. Why? That's all. Why? We went for weapons of mass destruction. That lie, there were none. The lie of he's going to invade other countries, he can't. He's going to attack America, can't. Has a nuclear program, didn't. Okay, he's an evil bastard and we need to get rid of him. Done that. We did it. It's finished. He's in prison. Why are we there?
The oil? The military bases?
So we have killed 100,000 Iraqis. And we are going to kill many, many more men, women, children. We are going to slaughter them. We are going to kill them. We are going to blow them to pieces. And George W. Bush has his mandate, which makes it okay. According to Mr. Bush, the American people have stood up and said, yes, we want more killing. Please, George, we lust after blood and death and destruction. Ah! Or something like that. Now, remember what we proved after World War II. And remember how long the German people had to suffer for the collective guilt of what they turned their faces away from. And it didn't help that most of the death camps were moved to Poland to spare the German soil the blood of innocents. It doesn't matter that the killing fields for the Bush crime family is in Diego Garcia or Gitmo or Afghanistan or Iraq. It doesn't matter. The blood is still being splashed all over the ground. Why? Very simple question, one word, why? Any of you right-wing monsters want to try me and just call me and tell me why, you dogs? You filthy, fake human beings. Anybody, any right-winger, you voted for him. You voted for death and destruction, you Bible-butchering believers. You people that if you met Christ on the road to Damascus or Chicago, you would smash him in his face and tell him to get the hell out of your way. That's so ugly. It really is. It is so. I don't understand. I don't understand, and I wish I could understand. Maybe if I could understand you people, I would become a radicalized, right-wing, murderous Christian. Maybe if I could just understand what it is you get out of it. Is it like sex? Is it like a good meal? What is it? Is it the rapture? Are you all waiting for that glorious moment when the heavens are going to open and you all will float skyward and your SUVs will careen down the street and wipe out 4, 5, 12, 50 non-believers? Or maybe somebody who's rapturing a little bit slow? Wouldn't that be funny, huh? Somebody who couldn't get their seatbelt undone. So your empty SUV hits them and kills them just at the moment they're being raptured. Ooh, wow. What is it that you people get out of this? You voted for a murderer. You voted for a man who makes light of it, who is dedicated to death and destruction. And he tells you, well, I'll save the little fetuses, but I'm going to kill as many walking human beings as I can. Is that not demonic? Is that Christian? I don't know. Maybe that's my problem. I have refused to set foot in a Christian church for lo these many years. Maybe the Christian faith has changed now. Maybe it's no longer turn the other cheek and Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know, what is it now? What is it? What is it that you people get? So the murder of Fallujah is, I don't know, it'll start within the next 24, 48 hours. An all-out assault is what CNN tells me and MSNBC tells me. And you just kind of notice the anchor people, men and women, smacking their lips, getting ready for it. Ah, blood. Ah, more war. And here we sit. What do you people get? What do you get out of murder? What are you willing to sacrifice for $2 or $1.50 a gallon gas? What? How many lives? You voted, you gave Bush his mandate. Why? He's a killer. Oh, God. Doug is calling from New York City. Doug, thank you for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Can I ask you about the letter? Where'd you get it? What's the source of it?
Following are excerpts from Workers World, www.workers.org. A communist newspaper.
Mm. Well, it got out of, was written in Fallujah or outside of Fallujah?
Well, it looks to me like it's signed by, let me see here. Best regards, Qasim Abdusattar al-Jumaili, President, the Study Center of Human Rights and Democracy, on behalf of the people of Fallujah and for the Al-Fallujah Shura Council, the Bar Association, the Teacher Union, Council of Tribes Leaders, the House of Fatwa and Religious Education.
Yeah. Well, no doubt that we've been bombing Fallujah.
We're going to attack it. We're going to level it. We are going to glass it.
And that's what the right-wing beasts on various programs have been demanding for many, many weeks now.
Do they say why we should turn it into glass?
Why?
why Fallujah? Oh, that's right. The mythical Al-Zarqawi.
Because that's the one obstacle in the way of the glorious freedom of Iraq or something. You know,
just Fallujah.
Civilization. I was going to originally talk about, why I agree with what you've been saying the last two nights about the outcome of this election. I was going to also put in about, on a lighter note, on the Moody Blues album, do you also include, and it's not a bad album, but do you also include To Our Children's Children's Children?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the first seven.
Yeah, I know, right. But that's it never gets played. No songs on it ever get played.
I know.
Anyway. but going back, the claim of this high mandate, this claim of this popular vote, this large popular vote by 3.5 million, it's just that it struck me as absolutely unbelievable because, for one thing, every single poll from every single professional polling agency, even including Gallup, I believe, and the Washington Post poll, both of which I count as somewhat right of center in Biden, they have him with an approval rating all year long, for a year now, below 50%.
Right.
I would say average of 45% approval rating.
But we both know only an insane man could look at 3.5 million vote majority out of 119 million cast and say, I've got a mandate. Only an insane man can look at, I got 51%, he got 48.9%. I've got a mandate to go kill more. I've got to kill and kill and kill until somebody stops me, and you know what? Nobody is, because I got a mandate, and I'm going to kill and kill. Only an insane man does that.
Well, this country, the world is in terrible trouble. I've been with an empty feeling and my stomach in knots, actually, for the last 2 days. It really, it sickens me to the nth degree. I don't know how to even express it. One of the things I want to express is that I think it's the end of the republic. Senator Robert Byrd has been saying for 3 years now, or four years, that it is the end of the republic if this continues. It is a complete and total change in every single thread of American history.
That's right.
You see, today, Herbert Hoover could be reelected. We have a guy who lost jobs, 1.6 million jobs.
Sure.
If this was 1932, Franklin Roosevelt would not be elected.
Oh, I know.
Every single pattern has been broken.
Sure, every single one.
We have a consumer confidence index under 100.
You're absolutely right.
We've never had a president reelected with that.
And to add insult to injury, Doug, he's a religious maniac. Doug, I got to leave there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. so many people have found that CordaSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CordaSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CordaSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
The Taliban regime. Those who house the evildoers, has harnessed international aid workers,
into the distance, living all black, stretched to the point of no turning back.
Credit where credit's due. Program engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tippett and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the programs. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, takes care of my website. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Kathy is calling from San Diego. Kathy, I think you win recognition as being the person who has held on the longest in the history of my radio career.
Oh, good.
That's all you got to say. Well, hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. What's
Thank
up?
Thank you. Well, I do agree they fixed it. They rigged it. They had to.
Oh, absolutely.
But that was the only way they would have won. I'm just kind of aggravated that Kerry gave in so quick. I was on vacation for 2 weeks before the election. Because it was making me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back on the 1st, the day before the election, and last night I'm going through my mail and reading some of my magazines, and while I was gone was the whole Sinclair Broadcasting episode.
Uh-huh.
And I never really knew how that came out until I read this article that they didn't show it because their stock dropped. So I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, what if we took the same thing to the ultimate level? And anyone who has access, who's a techie, which I'm not, could really help make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do is you go to the SEC and you get a list of all the public companies.
Right.
Then you go and you find who are the large donors to Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find who are the large donors to Kerry.
Right.
Then you merge all these databases, omit the duplicates. So you don't have them in both groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have a list of all these large corporations that donated to Bush.
Right.
What would happen if Democrats who invested in the stock market, or more so, have mutual funds, sell the stock of these companies? And then have a list of the companies that were supportive of Kerry, and in turn, take the money from the stocks they sell, and purchase it to the other group.
Well, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. This is America, and usually if you want to get somebody's attention, you either hit them in the wallet or smack them with a Bible, one of the two.
And especially Republicans. They hate
yes.
to lose money.
Yes, they do.
So my suggestion is, and I'm trying to tell this to everybody who will listen, and I really suggest that we put the word out for people that have mutual funds or that own stock, look at your portfolio. Look at your mutual
mm-hmm.
funds. See where the money is going. You know, for years in the 80s, people divested of South Africa.
Right.
Well, we're no better than that now. So don't divest in anybody who supports the fascist government.
Well, like I said, it certainly makes sense to me. If I had some stocks, which I don't, the only stock I have is what, XM? XM Satellite Radio, I think, is the only one I have. Kathy has stock, but she was smart. She invested her money, and she has mutual funds. But that's something to do. Let's take a look at that stuff. And
if you don't have stock, boycott.
Yeah, well, boycott I can do. See, I've been poor most of my life. And I've never had any money to invest in the stock market, but that's a whole different story.
Well, I have an IRA, you know, an individual retirement account.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I have, and that's not a big deal, but, you know, a lot of people do.
Counts for something.
You don't have to be rich to have some stock.
That's very true. That's very true. All right, Kathy, I have to boogie. Thanks. Good idea. And I'm glad you got it out on this radio program. Tonight, on this radio program, your idea must have reached at least 60, 70 people. So, Mike is calling from South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program. We have about a minute and a half. I'm sorry to do that to you, pal.
Hey, that's okay. We'll try it again another time when we get more time, you know?
Okay.
I want to give you a belated welcome to Air America to start with. You're joining a great bunch of people. I've been listening to them since day one, streaming them up here. I'm in South Carolina, and you know how it is.
I know how it is. My son lives over there.
Hey, anybody that's still laboring under the misconception that we actually have a real media, is just totally out there in la la land, because, I mean, it's been totally right wing since these people got in. If you saw what happened when Clinton was in, all of these people in the media were guard dogs and attack dogs, and ever since Bush has been in, they're all lap dogs.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
And you know, we've got so few places left. I mean, we got Bill Moyers still on public TV, but even public TV is feeling the pressure from these people.
That's right.
Really.
Yeah, thank God there's the Internet, because television is soon going to become nothing more than a collection of media horrors and murder trials and celebrity gossip and news bits, and that's about it. There are still some good writers around. There's no question about that. They write for newspapers and magazines. But television is... television has just become a useless a cesspool, a septic tank. That's all it is. Radio, except for Air America and a few individuals who are out there still trying, individual talk show hosts, liberal talk show hosts, still trying, still busting their heads against a brick wall. But other than that, talk radio has also become nothing more than a toilet.
We've really got to do something about this, because they're killing us there. I mean, we can't get our message out. And these people in the media, they know exactly what they're doing. They do.
That's one of the reasons for this network. Hey, Mike, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I don't mean to be impolite and cut you off, but we have to boogie. We'll talk again. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. See you tomorrow night.
Say it with love.
Moody Blues, yeah.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. U.S., Iraqi, and British troops have launched an offensive against rebellious towns southwest of Baghdad. Operation Plymouth Rock involves 5,000 coalition troops. It's an effort to restore some law and order to towns where insurgents banished police long ago. The U.S. military says it's trying to cut lines of communication between rebels in Fallujah, Baghdad, and the province of Babylon. Tens of thousands of Iraqis have decided to pack up their bags and leave their homeland. Chicago Tribune correspondent Liz Sly in Baghdad says many of the Iraqis leaving are doctors, engineers, and businessmen.
The kind of people that are going to be needed here when it comes, if and when peace arrives, who can put the country back together again, they're the ones who are leaving. So when it comes to reconstructing, it won't be very easy to find engineers, doctors, and that kind of thing to keep the country running.
Sly says the Iraqis moving out of the country point to the continuing violence there. Bush administration officials have said the violence is concentrated in the Sunni part of Iraq. Another Hawaii-based Marine has been identified among the dead in Iraq. Marine Corps Base Spokesman Staff Sergeant Jeff Middleton reports the rifleman died on Monday.
Corporal Michael R. Cohen, 23, of York, Pennsylvania, died November 22nd as a result of enemy action in Al Anbar Province, Iraq.
Cohen had been a Marine since January of 2002. He is survived by his